Good evening. My name is Lisette. I'm your host. Today we start a new book, Prayers for Disengaging Evil Assignments by Apostle Stephen A. Gardner. This is one of my favorite books. He begins like this. Prayers for Disengaging Evil Assignments. We have developed a saying in our local church, Rivers Chicago. Prayers isn't what we do. It's a position we occupy. Since the year 2003, the inception of our ministry, we have purposed to live by this and model it in our city and around the globe. Inspired by a strategy I wrote for PAGA, this book is a tool to inspire you to pray and address the forces of darkness and evil works, using the scriptures as your guide and allowing the Holy Spirit to pray through you. Success is inevitable. May the Lord continue to give you wisdom, the wisdom and insight needed to advance the kingdom of God, the kingdom, and excel his rule in your life through prayer. Matthew 6:9-13 says, "And after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forevermore." Jesus is sharing a pattern with his disciples necessary to build an effective life of prayer. The reference verse emphasizes six specific things that should be declared or prayed within the framework of a believer's life of prayer. These things taken together over a period of time will help the believer lay the groundwork for victorious living and a successful life of prayer. One of the emphasis into praying for deliverance from evil is it's obvious to me that evil will at one point or time be an issue for the believer. If not, Christ would not have mentioned it as a part of the pattern. Evil is defined as profoundly immoral or wrong, an act which causes harm, pain, and injustice. It also means something very unpleasant as it relates to the devil, destructive forces, or evil spirits. Scripture reveals many aspects of evil and how people are impacted or influenced by it. And then he gives these examples. And I'll give you some of these. Genesis 2:9, King James Version. "And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant in the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." Evil here means adversity, or exceeding grievously. It's directly connected to the choice we make that are contrary to God's word. This is often one of hell's most potent approaches towards the believer. That is to subdue us, to make decisions or choosing to do things contrary to God's word and purpose for our lives. Here's another one. Exodus 5:22-23. "As Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Thou has sent me. For since I came to Pharaoh to speak to thy name, he has done evil to this people, neither has thou delivered thy people at all. Evil here means to break in pieces or cause to be good for nothing. This is normally the case when severe mistreatment is present or oppression designed to break a person is activated. Here's another one. Numbers 13:32. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, in a land that eateth up the habitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Evil here means to cause to move slowly, to glide, or to cause to be sluggish. This type of evil is a momentum killer, often to produce stagnation or complete shutdown when it comes to assimilating into purpose. I have two more. Deuteronomy 13:13, King James Version says, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go serve other gods, which thee have not known. Evil here comes from the word Belial, which means worthless, destructive, or without profit. This type of evil often promotes seductive activity that lures people away from righteous path into diabolical activities. Matthew 15:19, King James Version. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murder, adulteries, fornications, thieves, false witness, blasphemy. Evil here means bad, corrupt, or moral depraved. This is normally consistent with things flowing out of one's heart, producing malignant behaviors. I'll give you one more. Ephesians 4:31, King James Version. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Let me get to the next page. Evil here is associated with blasphemy, slander, and injurious speech towards another's good name. It also means evil speaking or railing against God. I can give you one more. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, King James Version says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Evil here refers to things that are sources for hurt and pain in a person's life or their influence. This can be viewed from the perspective of what an unassuming person witnesses another partaking of that is contrary to our faith. All of these scriptures have different meanings. From the word evil, it's imperative that we study words as well in order to pray the scriptures effectively. You will soon discover that praying the word as your primary source will open you up to a level of enjoyment in prayer and deep sense of fulfillment. I pray examples of evil help guide your understanding and bestow a burden upon you to address evil assignments programmed against you and those you love in prayer. I recommend my book, Deliver Us from Evil, for more insight on the subject. Till the next. See you soon. God bless.